the time.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America tonight. Hope you're having a great week. Hump Day and beyond. Could be a shortened version since it is Easter week and a lot of people take a day or two off to recognize the significance of Easter and to do the Easter egg hunt and all that kind of stuff and eat some very bad, bad chocolate. We have a great, great hour for you here on America Tonight. We're going to talk about a bunch of things, including the fact that now in this wicked argument over what the Supreme Court is going to do and everybody weighing in with the odds of will it be 5-4, will it be 7-2, we can't help ourselves. It's all about the crystal ball. And because of the significance of this, it affects every single one of us. I like to say when you get on an elevator, there's an easy conversation you can have with anyone, even if you're shy, and it's about the weather. Now people are getting on elevators, and guess what kind of conversation they're having? It's about healthcare. I've had a couple of people, strangers, and maybe it's because of all the buzz over what the Supreme Court's going to do, start a conversation about healthcare. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But the concern is definitely there, and we've got months to go before this opinion is handed down. Now, the latest thing that I came across today, but it's something that we've discussed on this show, so it's nothing new, in the constitutionality argument, Newsweek did a story where they talked about the Constitution and the court and whether or not what they're calling social progress can be held hostage by five unelected men. What say you, America? Is it really about the constitutionality, or is there more politics at play here, the politics of health care? I don't know how you sit on a court and say that you have absolutely no biases. Remember when Sonia Sotomayor was ultimately confirmed, there were a lot of questions about biases and slants. And I don't see how anyone could honestly say they don't have any biases. That's not possible. Even if you are such a student of the law and you are drilling it right down to the last I and the last T, ultimately somewhere wiggling around in there is a thing called ideology and how you slant. It just is. So will the Supreme Court strike down the health care law? That's what a lot of people seem to think, handicapping this going into last week's arguments was going to happen. But now it's a little murkier. Now there's questions as to whether or not that's really going to, in fact, be what's handed down, or does it just hang out there? The cover of Newsweek said, in fact, why are Obama's critics so dumb? That was the headline. Question mark. Why are the critics so dumb? The image of the president and that headline. It's probably, I guess, not surprising because talk about ideology. Let's face it, you all talk about the media and the way the media slants. Certainly, Newsweek is pretty hard on conservatives. That's not a secret, right? So the calling the opponents, we'll say, dumb, will sell Newsweeks at the airports and whatnot for people who are intrigued and want to look a little further into this. But the question still is about handicapping it. Is it really just about the constitutionality and the letter of the law? Can you really check, honestly, can you really check your ideology at the door? I say it's impossible. Somewhere deep inside, it's hard to get away from it. It's hard to say you are completely unbiased. You're just drilling down the law. So I think that we can sit here and we can, I call it spitballing it, show after show after show as to what we think the ruling is going to be. But as Ellen Ratner said, I'm a Democrat. It's no secret. I don't think you really can tell what the court's going to do. I don't think there is any obvious tells. Everybody was looking for the signs, and I don't think the signs were necessarily there. All right, so moving on from the Supreme Court and the buzz over the constitutionality and the new twist about whether or not those judges could be impeached, and the Attorney General, Eric Holder, throwing his two cents in. We're going to let you hear that. Moving from that to a follow-up with the campus shooting suspect charged with that heinous murder in Oakland, murders in Oakland, just the shock still that days later, the rippling effects for all the people on this Christian campus who survived it, looked out the window and saw fellow classmates lined up dead on the grass. I mean, this is the nation we've become. You know, I say this all the time and I really mean it. In fact, when we check our mailbag at the end of this hour, Jessup said in a note, Kate Delaney, I really respect what you have to say about those sacred areas of our lives where you're supposed to feel safe. It's so true. Now, it's like yesterday's news to talk about school shootings because we've seen them over and over and over again. Or workplace shootings. Or a shooting in a church. In a hospital. It's out of control. It's out of control. So anyway, prosecutors filed 7 murder charges against the guy who's accused of gunning down all those people at the Christian college. 43-year-old Ung Gao was charged Wednesday with 3 counts of attempted murder in the mix. And still people are wondering, could he be eligible for the death penalty? Well, prosecutors charged him with a special circumstance allegation of multiple murders. So that means, as far as I know the letter of the law, you could go after the death penalty. So he was dressed in his jumpsuit, the attire they wear in jail, and was shackled at the waist. He only answered yes when the judge asked him questions as he made an appearance. He didn't enter a plea. He was ordered to return to court April 30th, and that's where that stands. He admitted to bringing a .45 caliber handgun to the school and 4 mags of ammunition. And he also said, look, I popped off the people. I shot several people before I ran. So this is pretty much a done deal. But the death penalty, does this guy deserve and should he get the death penalty? And is the death penalty, upon further examination, is it a deterrent? Wasn't that the idea of the death penalty, that something so horrible, so heinous, so incomprehensible happens that that person needs to really be punished, and perhaps this will dissuade others from doing a similar thing? Is it really a dissuader for somebody who's nuts, goes on a rampage for whatever reason? Are they thinking at the moment when they're deciding to randomly shoot people that they could get the death penalty? So, geez, maybe I better not do that. I'm going to say no. You might disagree. Put that in your back pocket. Save these numbers, 800-259-5791. We've got a great guest coming up next on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
All right, we're back on America Tonight. You know, we started off talking about the Supreme Court justices and ultimately what this ruling will be. We're talking about the separations of powers, too, as well, that are clearly stated in the Constitution. So the president now is starting to go after the Supreme Court. Got a little testy at the beginning of the week talking about if Obamacare was overturned. And the interesting thing is, boy, I'm telling you, there is nobody, that doesn't have an opinion, which is why, to my point about the elevator speech. So with the president's comments and then looking at where we stand with health care, and so much of the health care has not actually come to fruition yet, like the individual health mandate, which wouldn't kick into 2014. But from the letter of the law, to me, that's the really intriguing part of this. So we're pleased to welcome to the show Ilya Shapiro from the Cato Institute. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
The in looking at this, from your point of view, when we drill this down and we look at the powers, like we're talking about the separation of the powers that we clearly have in the Constitution. Do you think the president is overstepping his bounds with some of the comments that you've heard lately?
He's playing a dangerous game and throwing the legitimacy of the Supreme Court even into disrepute. I think he's playing a political game, trying to set up for this fall's election race, kind of a running against the court sort of scenario.
Yeah, if we look at this, and I talked to so many constitutional lawyers about it in trying to break this down. When we look at the, because there was the 3 days of the of oral arguments, as you know, and the big one, I think the meaty one, was really the individual health mandate. When you look at the constitutionality of that, just strictly on the letter of the law, forget politics for a second, what do you come up with, Mr. Shapiro?
Well, I've filed briefs all along supporting the challengers to the mandate, so I'm a little biased in that respect, but I do think the mandate goes beyond the federal powers of the government because the Constitution doesn't allow the government to require people to buy something.
Yeah. I said that everybody's trying to handicap this and come up with what they think ultimately the decision will be. As you said, you filed briefs all along on this with the challenges. What do you think is going to happen here? I mean, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what does your gut tell you?
Well, luckily I don't get paid based on how successful my predictions of the Supreme Court are. But I think I agree with the conventional wisdom that Justice Anthony Kennedy is the swing vote on this, and I think that I give it about 65% odds that he'll vote to strike down the individual mandate. So consequently, that's about those are about the odds that I think for the court as a whole.
Yeah. And as this continues to roll on, you mentioned this at the beginning, the looking at the political aspects of this as we get closer to November. And, of course, depends on what the ruling is. Do you think the ruling comes down probably right before the end of the term? You know, maybe it comes down at the end of June?
Yeah. I mean, the court generally decides all the cases in front of it by the end of the term, which would be the end of June. So unless they schedule some aspect of it for re-argument or something, we will have that decision just a few months before the election.
Yeah. Did you – you might not have caught this or not, I'm not sure, but the Newsweek cover this week says, "Why are Obama's critics so dumb?" And, of course, the magazine definitely will slam conservatives, so that's not necessarily a surprise. But, you know, in looking at their choice of why are Obama's critics so dumb, wouldn't you counter that with, well, let's just talk about the constitutionality, and maybe it's the fact that people don't understand the Constitution. Have we lost something here when it comes to the basic tenets of our laws?
Well, I think I don't know about quote-unquote Obama's critics, but what about the American people as a whole who have not liked Obamacare generally and the individual mandate especially? And even among those who like the law, majority, according to a Gallup poll last month, and the majority think that it goes beyond federal power. So I don't know what Newsweek editors are thinking, but the American people seem to have the correct inkling about this.
When you filed your briefs, and obviously I like to use this term, drill it down, and when you had to drill it down, what were some of the things that you pointed to in the briefs?
Well, I mean, briefs are supposed to do complement. Amicus briefs, meaning friends of the court, are supposed to complement what the parties themselves point out. So the strongest arguments are always in the briefs of the parties. But what we did on the individual mandate, we just elaborated on the meaning of interstate commerce and necessary and proper, some of these very basic doctrinal things that go to show how the government's theory doesn't have a limiting principle, which is very important because the Constitution only grants certain enumerated and therefore limited finite powers to Congress. If you can't come up with a theory of where that ends, then your theory has to fail.
With the amicus briefs, wasn't there something like, I can't remember the numbers, like 140 filed or maybe more than that?
Yeah, it was about 160, give or take, I think, in total, among the four different issues.
Yeah, wow. And was I right about that? Do you think that the media is part of this whole thing? I mean, I guess we could look at other aspects of it. But do you think the media is part is what we just talked about, the individual health mandate?
I mean, they've certainly publicized that is the most highest profile aspect of all this. I have to chuckle somewhat after the argument. All of a sudden, a lot of the leading commentators, both in the media and academia, are just shocked that these ideas of the challengers are being taken seriously. I had an op-ed that ran on CNN.com. I mean, we've been serious the whole time. We've been hiding in plain sight, as it were, and all of a sudden a lot of people are surprised that these things that we've been saying, are actually being taken seriously.
Yeah, we want to tell everybody, too, I think pretty much people are familiar with the Cato Institute, but it's about liberty and free markets and peace, and certainly this would fall right into those directives, watching as this unfolded. Were you surprised? I'm going to take you back a couple of years, because this has surprised me the most, at the speed with which this law in the first place went through. It was like they were on go, and nobody had even read most of the law. I think that probably was part of the problem, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the way that it was passed, the shenanigans involved, and not being able to go back to the Senate after Scott Brown took his Senate seat in Massachusetts, you know, the first Republican senator from Massachusetts in a decade, and the kind of the procedural things that were used. I mean, that goes towards how weird this is, because typically when we've had a national transformative sort of reform, be it Social Security or the Civil Rights Act or anything else, it passes by large margins, or at least is bipartisan, and there's arguments on both sides. And here, this was the most partisan thing, the passed very narrowly, and you know, that goes towards, I think, of considerations of whether it's legitimate or not, or how accountable the government is, which plays into, at the very margins, things like the necessary and proper clause, whether this is proper in a very basic constitutional sense.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. What a challenge. What 3 days at the court. Were you at the court when all this, last week when all this was going on, the oral arguments?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to get in overnight. I actually had my interns and the interns of the Daily Caller, which for whom I did some writing, hold my place in line for the Supreme Court bar members overnight. So I got in and got to see it. And you're right, this is historic. I mean, it's not every day that the court grants 6 hours of argument over 3 days. You really have to go back to Brown versus Board of Education or Roe versus Wade to find anything like it. I mean, it's important, and it's an unprecedented assertion of power. That's why the court is taking this seriously.
Yeah. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Sure. Take care.
All right. So as we move along and talking about, it's interesting, he brings up the Daily Caller. It was just a couple of days ago we were talking about the $17 trillion surprise that was wrapped into Obamacare that we've talked about here before, of course, the monetary aspects of it, not just the constitutionality. But I'm going to be really, really, really surprised in watching this if there's not massive implications for what happens in November. I think the scorecard is out, and we're going to see if this goes down or if it stays, what the effect will be. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Crazy. And I'm black. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama.
All right, I'm going to break down some of those numbers for healthcare, the shortfall. A lot of the numbers, to be honest, I wasn't even aware of, and obviously the Republicans weren't, because this is where they could have really tried to trump what was happening with health care, and which is why, in talking to Ilya Shapiro, as he mentioned, somebody who filed many of those briefs, one of the things that could have been connected was right from the very start was looking at the funding of this. This constantly is what we miss. Okay, we're going to do X, Y, Z, but where is the money coming from? So let's just say the short-term costs of the new law is $2.6 trillion. I think we all know that, right? So that's triple the $900 billion cost promised by the president and a lot of the allies of putting this in place in the first place. You got a $17 trillion, and that $17 trillion gap that was ultimately uncovered by just applying the standard federal estimates and whatever the models were to the law's spending that you would have to be there, the spending obligations. So a great example is when you look at the healthcare law, the premium support program has a gap, a funding gap of $12 billion wider than predicted. And then you add another $5 trillion in the unfunded obligations for Medicaid, and boy, do we have a disaster on our hands. Because listen, we can paint any rosy picture we want, and we all know that there are massive problems with health care. I mean, there are things that I don't care what stripes you happen to be sporting around, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, throw out one for me, whatever. But I think that a lot of people are frustrated. And I shouldn't say all, but a lot of people are frustrated by the kind of health care that they get and the coverage. It's all wrapped around insurance. So anyway, this $17 trillion gap was easily found when looking at what the obligations of the law will end up being if it stands the way it stands now. $99 trillion in unfunded future expenses is, what do they say, more than 6 years of wealth actually pumped out by the United States, which now produces $15 trillion every year. So how do we make that up? That's also equal to about, what, 30 years of what our federal budget is, which was $3.36 trillion for 2011. We know that Social Security, which nobody wants to touch that, has a $7 trillion shortfall between spending and taxes over the next 75 years. And these aren't numbers that I've picked out of a hat. This is all on record. You can look it up. Government Accountability Office, the GAO, baby. They pumped them out there. This is what's wrong. This is what continues to be wrong. The fuzzy math for all of this, we have to have students that are skilled in math and science. Man, somebody better get on the Hill. A bunch of people ought to get wise on the Hill and learn how to add these numbers correctly, because the numbers don't add up. Remember, the whole idea is the law is going to cost $900 billion over 10 years, and that it wouldn't add one dime to the debt. But that's completely wrong. It's a whole new obligation that we can't even pay for, and it actually puts us in a situation that will cripple us even more. So forget all the other arguments. Forget all of that. Talk about show me the money. What, you know, where are we going to come up with this money? We don't have the money to fund it is the answer. So guess what that means? You're going to pay. You're going to pay it for health care. It's not going to be affordable. It's not going to be affordable. How much are the premiums going to go up? We thought our premiums went up before. Oh. And I hope you learn this word, generic, because that's what you're going to be able to afford across the board, barely, when it comes to pharmaceuticals, because the others will just be simply unaffordable. And this isn't fear-mongering. This is just digging. This is just scratching the surface and coming up with some of these numbers that are right out there for everybody to see. So if you're part of that working class, look out. Look out. The problem, it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon. It's accepting things on face value, I guess, is what's put us in this situation. And I think the beast is woken up, and that's why people are so sick of it all, so tired of banging the drum of hearing the same old thing. All right, I feel like we have to turn a corner here and talk about something that I mentioned at the top. When I was mentioning the man who went into the Christian school in Oakland and now could face death penalty charges for killing seven people, you know, you look at the death penalty and I said, is it a deterrent? Wasn't that the idea behind the death penalty? Geez, if people read about others getting killed for things that they've done, and, you know, prosecuted and killed for that, whether it's lethal injection, electrocution like they used to do it, whether it's a firing squad, that will dissuade the nefarious types from doing something that would put them in a situation where they could get the death penalty. Well, because it's a death penalty thing, which, by the way, I'm a supporter of the death penalty, and I know I arm wrestle with people about this all the time, but I think we're a nation that ignores too much the victim. And there are certain circumstances where you have the evidence lined up that you go for the death penalty. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, how long have we been dragging this guy along? They announced charges against him, you know, that he's accused of pulling off or masterminding part of, anyway, the September 11th attacks. And if he's convicted, there's a good chance he could be sentenced to death along with his four other cohorts who are also accused of the involvement in 9/11. So all five could be put to death. I don't think this is a surprise. It becomes official. The charges allege that the five are responsible for planning and executing the attacks on September 11th. We know the sad story in New York, Washington, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and, you know, the nearly 3,000 people who died. It's interesting when you listen to the charges. They're charged with terrorism, hijacking aircraft, conspiracy, murder in violation of the law of war, attacking civilians, attacking civilian objects, intentionally causing serious bodily harm, destruction of property in violation of the law of war, and the convening authority has referred all charges to a joint trial. So the convening authority, the Office of Military Commissions, in other words, referred the charges to a capital military commission, and this is where this comes to bear, where they might get the death penalty. And, of course, they're all at Gitmo now at this point, and this is just a refiling of charges against all these conspirators. But the military initially charged Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in 2008. The president stopped the case because the idea was to close Gitmo. Remember that? You forget about Gitmo being closed. But because it wasn't closed, they tried to move the case to a federal court in New York, only to find out that, guess what, nobody wants to pay for it. Nobody wants to run into the middle of that political firestorm. So it was dropped. Last April, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that they would face a military trial at Gitmo. The ACLU opposed the military tribunals, yada yada. We know how this story ends. So now, whatever verdict comes out of the Gitmo military commissions, you know, they'll move forward with that, and the ACLU can file whatever they want to file. But this is due process, and they get the due process. There's a very good chance they could have a date with Destiny with maybe a lethal injection, but certainly the chance that they could get the death penalty. And I say good riddance. Sorry. I'd say absolutely, 100%. You think of the people that were killed that day, the victims, and I'm sorry. This is retribution, baby, for what happened back then. I mean, this is it. This is the time. This is the time to make this stick. And I think it will. You know, it would have been ridiculous to try them in a federal court. It would have been dangerous, and it would have wasted so much money on these trials. And I can only imagine. I mean, the whole idea of terrorists in a U.S. civilian court is ludicrous anyway. The Constitution clearly specifies, since we've been talking about the Constitution, that the court system specifically only applies to U.S. citizens, right? Only U.S. citizens. And now let's see, as we put that behind us, and we've put that behind us, let's see what happens, and let's see if they get the death penalty or not. It's been a lot of years, but can you imagine being one of the people who lost the son, the daughter, the fiance, the husband, the wife, whatever? Just an average day going to work, beautiful sunny day, poof, and never coming back. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed just recharged again, officially charged, and a good chance there could be the death penalty. Is that fair or foul? 800-259-5791. Meet you in 3.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily. We the
that people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. Thing while you're playing with your.
All right, as promised, a lot of you filling up the mailbag with all kinds of thoughts on all kinds of things. Truly a mixed bag, including one about the NFL's new unis. I guess somebody getting excited for Nail the Score, which won't be back for months. Before you know it, though, we'll be in training camps, and then we'll be back into the regular season with the opener, the Dallas Cowboys, against the Super Bowl champion New York Giants. It's just, you know, folks, it's just a way to make money. Change the uniforms and rabid fans. Well, it's like concert T-shirts. You know, you have whatever your favorite band is, you go and see them, and maybe you follow them. Every year you get the shirt, even though it's just a different variation on it. How many shirts do you have of one kind in your uniform bag? Concert T-shirts? Or perhaps team shirts for your favorite team. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVille is here!
Ooh, origami. I love that. Everybody knows origami, right? Origami, got to be a nickname, says, Kate, did you check out the new unis? I thought of you today. Can't wait for Nail the Score. And I was blown away by the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform, but maybe that's because I'm a fan. What do you think? I think that the uniforms that I saw, which, of course, I didn't look at all of them, but now they've got new uniforms for all the teams. It's some of the colors were interesting. And some of the colors go back to the initial colors, which I don't think is necessarily good. Look at the old uniforms. It's like, to me, a lot of the football players in the NFL look uncomfortable when it's the throwback Sundays, when you see the old Browns uniforms or you see the old Jets uniforms. It's like that kind of putrid green to me. I'm going to say they're changing up the uniforms to sell more origami. That's what they do. They're not stupid. It's about marketing. And to do really a kind of a throwback with, like with the Browns, sort of that mustard color, ugh, I gotta say thumbs down to that. They kind of look like college football uniforms. That's what it looks like to me. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, said that the idea to redesign was to combine, ready for this, you're gonna love this, was to make more money. Combine tradition with innovation. So some of the teams have what I call the throwbacks, and others, you know, it's just changed a little bit. But I don't like them. I'm not going to go through and describe every single uniform to you because that would be a snore fest. But the answer to the question is I'm going to say no, I don't think so, because it's the colors to me don't look as bold. If that's supposed to be innovative, give me a break. Now let's move on to this one from Tank. Tank says, Kate, did you see that thing about Solyndra? Now, after investigating, they think that this whole thing was pushed through too fast. Now, I wonder why the guaranteed federal loans are such sweetheart deals. Yeah, they had a, you know, the watch, an internal watchdog basically found that they weren't given the $528 million loan until the last minute. So it gave them, in other words, a day or so to review it. They rushed it. Oh, okay, that looks like a good idea. Solar panels, yeah. Solar, that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Looks like they got the place, the specs for the place built. That looks like a great idea. Oh, you mean somebody else in the world market has already cornered it, doing it much cheaper, like China? Oh, we didn't check that out. We didn't check out the competition. It's like I just invented my own little version of the iPad. Darn, I'm too late. Somebody else already beat me to it. I mean, I hate to be so sarcastic, but it's true. I mean, I'm all for innovation when it works or when you have a real good shot at it. But here, with the Solyndra deal, it's not a shock that they didn't really vet it out. That's what you're supposed to do. So why is it a loan like this, for $528 million, boom, that gets pushed through. But then you think of other things where we just have Band-Aids, like on a transportation bill. Or, oh, yeah, we can never have a budget because we have to hurry up, approve something because we got to go step away for the holidays, then come back, and it's good for another 3 months, and then we're going to argue about it again. But yet in a situation where we're taking taxpayer money and we're lending it out because this is a good company that's going to fail within a year and a half, let's just push that out there. You know, I've never gotten a loan that way. How about you listening to the show? When you go to get your home loan and they ask you a zillion questions, when I went to get my home loan, I was expecting that I was going to be in a chair in the middle of the room with a hot light on my face. Please prove that you are Catherine Shayna Delaney. We're going to ask you 20 times to spell your name, say your name, and show us 50 forms of ID and every piece of paper that ever has connected you to anything. We want a copy of it. I know there's sarcasm peppered in there, but it's so true. I'm never on the other end of that. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's the opposite. Okay, here's another one. This one comes to us from Roger, who says, Kate Delaney, long time no talk, but I have to say I've been listening to the show. I heard you mention about the Texas tornadoes. For some reason, I thought you were in the East Coast, and it kind of took my breath away as you were describing it. Very strange that nobody was killed, isn't it? It is. You know, if you believe in God, the hand of God had to be in this, I'm telling you, because how many times do we talk about places being blown apart by nasty twisters? And if you've seen any of the video, it was bad. You got a city called Forney that's north of Dallas, Texas. Another Arlington, which is where the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys play. It's unbelievable what happened to those homes. It really, they're just shredded, some of them. Bathtubs sitting there in the middle of a field. But yet, while everything's collapsed, miraculously, nobody was seriously hurt and nobody was killed. I mean, the National Weather Service, they're investigating this whole thing. How you flatten some homes and then others next door barely get grazed. How the twisters, and in this case, really jumped all over the place from spot to spot and passed some heavily populated areas. And it could have been an unbelievable, unmitigated disaster. I mean, Dallas was spared the wrath of many of the twisters. And what is very odd is what I will say again. Nobody was killed or hurt in this. It's absolutely stunning. Stunning. And the tornadoes, because you know how they're ranked EF3s and EF2s. Well, EF3 is usually wind speeds up to maybe 165 miles an hour. And there was at least one of those tornadoes that fit that description. Arlington, another place called Lancaster, they say maybe up to 135 miles an hour. But you know how this is. A tornado drops down, hits one spot, and can continue for miles before touching down again. And that's exactly what happens. So there's definitely stuff strewn about. There's a state of emergency or a disaster declaration declared in these towns. You had flights that were completely messed up and canceled, planes that were damaged, all of that. But, wow, the governor getting ready to tour the damage of this, Governor Rick Perry, on Thursday. And I think he'll be surprised from the air as to what he sees. All right, let's slip in another one here. Hey, America, tonight, this is Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And Kevin says, Kate, do you really think Romney has this thing wrapped up? I've heard you say that almost every single show, and I'm wondering why Ron Paul can't squeeze in there, or perhaps Rick Santorum. Well, the answer is, clearly, we're back to math again. Mathematically impossible, the way the delegates are meted out from the primaries and the caucuses. He has well over half, and there's really no way any of the others could catch up to him. So that means he's the guy. They're just playing this out and going along as long as they've got money to spend until they come to the end of the line, which will be in June at some point.